I'm going to try and catch us up a bit. Could we read the next two items together, please, 616 and 617?
616, amend the boundary of the Northwest 20th Avenue Local Improvement District and include traffic signal replacement in the scope of improvements authorized for the Northwest 23rd Avenue and Northwest Vaughn Street and U.S. Highway 30 intersection and 617. Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary rights necessary for construction of the Northwest 20th Avenue LID project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Take it away, Andrew.
Thank you. Andrew Abbey is here, and I'll let you direct the presentation today on both items. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. I'm Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. I'm joined today by Marty Maloney, who is the right-of-way agent for PBOT, and Andy Sullivan, who is the traffic engineer for PBOT. I'm going to ask for Carla's assistance to switch over to the presentation, and I also just handed out an amendment for agenda item 616. Marty also handed out an amendment for 617, so maybe before we get started on the presentation, if we could go ahead and make those amendments. The amendment to 616 is for the purpose of withdrawing a remonstrance from XPO, which is withdrawing contingent upon council adoption of the amendment. The amendment to 617 is to add additional...
five additional right-of-way exhibits.
So I move the amendment to 616.
Second.
Fish moves, Fritz seconds the amendment to 616. That is now on the table.
I'll move the amendments to 617.
Commissioner Saltzman moves.
Second.
Commissioner Fritz seconds the amendment to item 617, so we now have amendments on the table for both items. And for those of you who are interested in testifying, we have 14 more items this morning, so I'm going to have to cut public testimony down to 2 minutes. So if you're thinking of testifying, think about how to shorten your remarks a little bit. Thank you.
All right. Well, I will move very quickly through the presentation. I know you have a busy morning. So this is the boundary amendment that is in the underlying ordinance for 616. We're adding the property at 1825 Northwest 18th Avenue into the LID boundary for the purposes of building a curb ramp there. The property owner there is very cooperative, and in a moment I'll hand you out some testimony, but the property owner is actually interested in donating that right-of-way without compensation to aid the cause of building the new traffic signal, which I'll get to in a minute. So why are we looking at rebuilding the traffic signal at 23rd and Vaughn? Well, on August 24th, 2016, I got a letter from XPO. They were concerned that the planned improvements for 23rd and Vaughn were not as robust as they would like to deal with the congestion that will come with future development. And so I'll pass out a copy of that letter in a minute. Ironically, on the very same day, August 24th of last year, TriMet sent an email to PBOT identifying problematic intersections around the city where traffic congestion was delaying their routes. So this is a picture of Northwest 23rd Avenue, two blocks south of Thurman, northbound. You can see the delays. You can see that car there hanging out into the intersection. So what we want to do is to flush out this traffic on 23rd Avenue. Andy Sullivan is going to just briefly tell you a little bit more about what it is we're proposing for 23rd and Vaughn.
Sure. So at this slide, Andrew Sullivan, PBOT Traffic Design. So at this slide you're looking at here is a screenshot from our traffic modeling software. It's called SimTraffic. And basically what we use this as a tool to look at an intersection, input the existing conditions in terms of, you know, lane assignments, signal timing, how much traffic volume, pedestrian volume, and so forth. So this slide here shows the existing condition if nothing were to change. I apologize if a little bit difficult to see. But what the model is showing is if we do nothing at the intersection of 23rd and Vaughn, the 20 acres or so of basically vacant land that's part of this development today, when that does fully develop, so these are future volumes that we're dealing with here, this is what we would expect to see in that area today. It's already backing up today, as we know, but it's obviously just going to make things much worse if we knew about things. So we've highlighted backups on 23rd there, that pink box, and also backups on Thurman. This is all traffic trying to get to the US 30 on-ramp towards the Fremont Bridge, I-405 South.
And we'll
so if we go forward, here is a screenshot from a model with the proposed condition with some upgrades to the intersection of 23rd and Vaughn. So what we're talking is significantly altering how that intersection is going to operate. And those alterations, basically, we're going to have to rebuild the traffic signal, and so that's why we're talking about it.
This is for here.
I've highlighted the same areas with the pink box, and you can see with the future volumes and the proposed condition of the intersection, 23rd Avenue flushes out a whole lot better. There's no backups on Thurman Street. So we really anticipate that this is going to be a big improvement for traffic flow and livability within the Northwest neighborhood.
Thank you, Andy. And just the map that you see over to the right are the other nearby arterials in the area of Vaughn and Nicolai Street. And so we also are looking for options to more evenly distribute that traffic. This is my favorite slide in the whole presentation. I think this really shows how pedestrians are currently an afterthought at this intersection. So if you're walking from XPO and you want to go to the Dutch Brothers coffee shop on the north side of Vaughn Street, when you come up to 23rd and Vaughn, you have to cross over to the west side of the intersection. You have to cross north and then cross back over. So it's a very circuitous route for pedestrians. The arrows in green show that by collaborating with ODOT and replacing the signal, we can also restore the pedestrian connection at the other leg of the intersection. And these improvements also set up TriMet for a potential improvements to bus service in the intersection. And this is my last slide, and I just wanted to show this. So there's almost 5,000 bus stops in the city of Portland. And the bus stop pair for line number 15 going through the congested area you just saw is the 19th worst in terms of delay in the city of Portland. And that information was provided to me by TriMet. And, you know, this is really an equity issue because as TriMet is thinking about allocating their service hours, we would rather have them allocate it to new service, like in underserved areas like, say, Arnold Creek, Maplewood, East Portland. We'd rather see those hours go to new service as opposed to just simply throwing more buses and operators to maintain service on congested routes. So that is pretty much the extent of my presentation. Marty is just going to talk briefly about the property rights, and then I think we can take a roll call on the two amendments and then move on to property owner testimony.
Very good. And if I could just do a housekeeping item. For the people waiting for 635 and 636, we're going to do those next because I understand there's some people from the county on a very tight timeline. Sorry.
Mayor, Commissioners, my name is Marty Maloney with PUOT Right-of-Way. Ordinance 617 is to authorize eminent domain authority as well as to offer
murder, Ted. Get your police department
under control. Ability to offer just compensation for the needed permanent and temporary rights associated with Northwest 20th Avenue LID. The property rights in question are needed for construction of bike, pedestrian, stormwater, and roadway facilities within the project area. I would also like to add that all affected property owners have been informed about the city's need for certain property rights and were invited to attend the reading of this agenda.
May I ask how many people attended?
We've made outreach to all the property owners over the last couple of years.
So no particular objections?
This has all been baked into the cake for a very long time.
Great.
So.
Cool. Thanks.
And then the only thing I would add before we turn it over to testimony, just really important to note that the funding for this new signal comes from the LID, meaning that it comes from private property owners. This does not come out of the general fund. These are not discretionary funds that we can use for other purposes. Thank you.
Any further questions before we turn it over to public testimony? How many people do we have signed up?
One.
Just one. Okay, great. 2 minutes, please.
Jean Harrison.
Thank you for coming.
Good morning. See if I can get a little closer. There we go. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Jean Harrison. I'm chair of the Northwest District Association Transportation Committee. I'd like to thank Andrew and Andy Sullivan for the time they have dedicated to the Northwest 20th LID process. Both of them have been present at several of our committee meetings to explain both the process and the design for the Northwest 20th extension and the Northwest 23rd and Vaughn intersection. I'd also like to thank staff and XPO Logistics for quickly moving forward with the LID formation. I know it usually takes a lot more time, and I've really appreciated what they've done. Development already completed and under construction right now, along with future projects currently under review in the master plan area, will benefit greatly from these changes. We look forward to seeing Northwest 20th and the intersection improvements implemented next year. That's what I've been told. As background, before the master plan was approved, our committee worked with Conway and other neighborhood leaders to make sure that development in the master plan would create a dense and exciting neighborhood that fits into the larger neighborhood fabric. We also worked to make sure that the transportation system would be able to support the new development envisioned in the master plan. One of our committee members was instrumental in identifying the Northwest 20th extension as a way to alleviate traffic at this failing intersection. We have frequently stated that both the 20th extension and changes to 23rd and Vaughan intersection are necessary to improve access and flow and need to be done at the same time. The projects are linked and dependent on each other to succeed. This ordinance will help make sure that happens. Our committee feels that Andy has substantially improved on the previous design of Northwest 23rd and Vaughan intersection that was submitted during the master plan process by the consultants. His design substantially improves pedestrian movement and also reduces congestion on Northwest 23rd, which, as Andrew showed you, frequently stretches many blocks to the south during the afternoon rush hour. As an aside, I'd like to say that we know that the changes that are part of the LID will not be enough to adequately deal with travel demand now and in the future. The neighborhood is working with PBOT through the Northwest Parking Stakeholders Advisory Committee and with TriMet on a number of measures to reduce travel demand and improve transit service. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
I wanted to also thank you after your long, distinguished career with the city. It's so heartwarming to see how much volunteer time you're putting into things that used to get paid for. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and council members. My name is Carrie Ayers Palinuk, and I am the service planning manager at TriMet. TriMet and the City of Portland have a long history of working together, and we value this collaboration. In this vein, I am here this morning to lend TriMet's support to the City's proposal for the Northwest 20th Local Improvement District, and specifically for the proposed changes to the Northwest 23rd and Vaughan intersection. We have two bus lines that travel through this intersection 7 days a week, one of which is a frequent service bus line, and we are looking at bringing another bus line into Northwest Portland from Northeast Portland. We have a few details to work through with PBOT and ODOT prior to that implementation. TriMet recently did a study of frequent service bus delays throughout the city of Portland, and as Andrew mentioned earlier, we found that this northbound Northwest 23rd to westbound Vaughan area to be the 19th worst bus stop pair for delay or variability of bus time. Our buses turn westbound at this intersection and therefore need to use the left lane. Our findings pointed to long queues waiting to get onto the freeway as the major reason our buses are and passengers are delayed. Based on this analysis, we believe that having a free right turn will substantially reduce the queuing that is contributing to the delay that we are experiencing. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much. Could we please, unless there's other questions on the part of the council, can we take a vote on the amendment, please, to item 616?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
The amendment is adopted. Commissioner Fish?
I have just a question. Are we going to now move to a vote?
It's not emergency,
no,
but is there any
reason
that
we're moving it to second? We took a vote on the amendment, so I'm going to move it to second as amended.
Okay, so Andrew,
I was just
wondering why we wouldn't do this as an emergency. Is there a reason to do it?
It's
delay?
Not an emergency.
Just second
nobody's,
next week.
Okay.
Sorry? Yeah, nobody's
second
moved to an emergency.
Okay.
So, Andrew, can I just ask
okay,
a question?
Okay, so this is a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance. It moves to second as amended. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Commissioner Fish had a question.
I was just going to ask him a question about this, Mayor, but if you want to move on.
Go ahead. It's still in process.
Okay. So, Andrew, we heard some testimony about the queuing up that occurs on 23rd, and it's a no turn on red when you get to the road. So has PBOT weighed in on that question?
Absolutely. We've been working very closely with ODOT, and the design that we have is to channelize that right turn movement. And part of what the funding for the signal does is to put a traffic signal that would only stop the right turning traffic when there was a pedestrian crossing that new connection that I pointed out in the presentation.
I should add that no right turn is more honored in the breach than the observance. I mean, we could put a traffic control person around the corner and make a lot of money. But it is odd, and that is, I think, one of the reasons that we get backed up. So that'll be resolved in the overall fix.
Yes, you brought that up at the formation hearing, and we've been diligently working on a solution for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions or comments? Can we please take a vote on the amendment to item 617?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all your work on this. This is one of the projects that I was part of when I was on the Planning Commission, so I kind of feel like it's coming of age and going off to college now. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Andrew, is this the June 28th one, or is that?
No, that's the other one.
Okay, thanks.
Very good.
Sorry.
Due to time constraints, if we could please move to items 635 and 636, if you could read those items together, please. Mm-hmm.